Welcome to Torat Imecha with the OU Women's Initiative Nach Yomi Study Program. We are very excited to launch this monumental program, and today we will be learning Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Aleph. The book of Yehoshua begins with the demise of Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Sefer Devarim. Yehoshua takes over, as Chazal tell us, in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Umasra Yehoshua, Yehoshua to the Zakenim, Zakenim to Nevi'im, Nevi'im Masra L'Anshe Knesset Agadola. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai and transmitted that to his Talmud Mufak, his primary student Yehoshua. And the book of Yehoshua begins, Vayihi Acharei Moshe Eved Hashem. It was after Moshe died, the servant of God, and Hashem said to Yehoshua Binun, the servant, the steward of Moshe, saying, Moshe Avdi Meis, Moshe, my servant has died. And as for you, now get up, Avar es ha-Yardin hazeh, cross this Jordan River, you and the entire nation with you, El ha-Aretz, asher anochi nosein lahem, to the land which I am giving them, Livnei Yisrael, to the children of Israel, kol makom, every place, asher tidroch kaf raglechem, that your foot will tread bo upon it, lachem nasativ, to you I will give it, just like I spoke to Moshe. And God delineates the borders of the promised land, from the desert to the Levonan, to the great river, the Nahar Pras, the entire land of the Chittim, to the great sea to the west, the direction of sunset, these will be your borders. No man will stand before you all the days of your life. Kasher hayisi im Moshe, heya imach. Like I was with Moses, like I was with Moshe, I will be with you. I will not cause you to be weakened. I will not leave you. And then Hashem tells Yehoshua, chazak ve'amatz. You should be strong and courageous, for you will lead the people to inherit the land, asher nishbati la'avosam la'seis lahem, that I have sworn to their forefathers to give to them. And once again, the Ribbon Sha'olam repeats in Pasuk Zayin, rak chazak ve'amatz, be strong and courageous, ma'od, very much. For what? Lishmor la'asos kechol haTorah. Not only do we have to be strong and courageous in the conquer of the land, but a Jew must be strong and courageous when it comes to keeping Torah, just like I commanded Moshe, my servant. Do not deviate from Torah, not to the right and not to the left, so that you shall become discerning and wise in every path you should go. The words of the Sefer Torah shall not move or deviate or depart from your mouth. V'hagisa bo yamam v'layla. The charge to every Jew is that we must contemplate, we must meditate, we must study, we must live a life of Torah by day and by night in order to guard everything written in the Sefer Torah. And once again in Pasuk Tes, Hashem commands Yehoshua, chazak ve'amatz, be strong and courageous, be fortified, do not break down with fear. Hashem is with you. And after this introduction, after the first 9 psukim of Sefer Yehoshua, Yehoshua understands the task before him is formidable, but with God's help, it can and it will be done. And Yehoshua commands the officers of the nation, saying, pass through the midst of the camp and command the nation, saying, Hachinu lachem tzeda, prepare for yourself provisions, ki ba'od shloshas yamim, because in 3 more days, atem ovrim es hayardin hazeh, you are crossing over this Jordan River. Why? What is the purpose of crossing the Jordan River? We are not merely taking a vacation. We are not sightseeing. We are lavo l'rashas es ha'aretz. We will enter and inherit the land that God Hashem is giving as an inheritance. It's very poignant and powerful and impactful to consider that Yehoshua here notes that in 3 days we are crossing the land. This is reminiscent in Parshas Vaha'aloschan, Sefer Bamidbar, and Perek Yud, when Moshe extends an invitation to his father-in-law Yisro. And what does he say to Yisro? Nosim anachnu al hamakom asher amar Hashem oso etein lechem. We are journeying to the land that God said, I will give you. We, Moshe includes himself, and Rashi says, very soon, miyad, ad shlosha yamim, in 3 days, anachnu nichnasim la'aretz. Because in this first journey, says Rashi, when they journeyed on the condition to enter the land. Moshe included himself in this statement to Yisro, nosim anachnu, we, including Moshe, are journeying together to the Holy Land, says Rashi, in 3 days. Moshe believed that in 3 days he would be in the land of Salvechik, Zatzal says, when he reads this parak. It's Perek Yud in Bamidbar. When he reads the words of Moshe to Yisro, he wants to cry. Something moves him. Moshe believed and hoped that Be'ezrat Hashem, in 3 days he would be in the land. Alas, it was not to be. Whereas Yehoshua commands the people we are journeying to cross, and in fact they will journey and they will cross. And then from Perek Yud Beis through the end of, through Pasuk Yud Beis, in Perek Aleph. Through the end of the Perek, Pasuk Yirches and Sefer Yehoshua, Yehoshua reminds Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menasha that they made a promise to Moshe, even though they would take their inheritance on the eastern side of the Jordan River. They swore to Moshe that they would leave their women, their children, and their flocks on the eastern side of the Jordan River. They would go up armed before the Israelites to help with the conquer of the land. And Yehoshua exhorts them and he reminds them, remember the promise that you made to Moshe. Remember that you will leave your families, your women, and your children here as you cross the Jordan to help the people conquer the land. And they swear that they will so do. This is an overview of the first parak of Sefer Yehoshua. I want to focus on the beginning psukim, which is parak aleph through pasuk aleph. From pasuk aleph, parak aleph through pasuk tes. I heard a beautiful thought from Rav Shai Schechter, and he points out that the first communication of God to our Avos and to our two great leaders, Moshe and Yehoshua, was about the same thing. First impressions are lasting. And the Ribbono Shel Olam communicated extensively with Avram. And he came in many nevuos to Yaakov, Yitzchak a little less so, but he communicated with Yitzchak, and he communicated extensively with Moshe and Yehoshua through the book, as we will learn. What was the first thing the Ribbono Shel Olam had to say to each of the patriarchs and our great leaders? If you look in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Beis of Bereishis, and Hashem spoke to Avram saying, Lech Lecha me'artzecha o mimoladetcha o mibeis avicha el ha'aretz asher areka. Avram had a visit, so to speak, a revelation by God at the age of 75. And the Almighty said to him, journey for yourself from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's home, to the land that I will show you. First communication of Hashem to Avram Avinu about Eretz Yisrael. First communication of Hashem to Yitzchak in Perek Chof Vav of the book of Bereishis. Similarly, there is a famine in the land, the Pasuk says, aside from the famine that was in the days of Avram Avinu. And Yitzchak is unsure if he should leave Eretz Yisrael proper like his father before him did. Vayera Elav Hashem, Perek Chof Vav in Bereishis. Hashem appeared to him and he said, Al Teired Mitzrayma, do not go down to Egypt. Shechon Ba'aretz. Remain, dwell, sit in this land that I will say to you. Gur ba'aretz hazo, sojourn in this land. Ve'eheyeh imcha, I will be with you. Va'varechcha, and I will bless you. What does Hashem say to Yitzchak? First communication to Yitzchak. Stay in this land. To you, I will give the land. Yaakov Avinu, Perek Chavches, he is running away from the wrath of his brother who wants to kill him after the contested brachos. And he has a famous dream, Sulamia Akov. There is a ladder reaching from the ground to the heavens, and the Almighty is standing on the top of the ladder. And what is the first thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam has to say to Yaakov Avinu? I am the God of your father Avram. I am the God of Yitzchak. Ha'aretz asher ata shochev aleha lecha etnena ulizarecha. The land upon which you are lying, to you and to your seed, I will give this land. First communication to all of the three patriarchs was about Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, Perek Gimel in the book of Shemos. Moshe is minding his own business. He is a shepherd for the flocks of Yisrael, his father-in-law. And one day he comes across a burning bush, and the bush is burning, but it is not being consumed. And Moshe says, wow, I want to see what this fabulous miracle is. Asura na ve'era, as hamara ha'gadol hazeh, madu lo yivar hasneh. Why is the bush not burning up? Moshe at this point was 80 years old. What is the first thing that Hashem says to Moshe? Take off your shoes. The ground where you are standing is holy. I am the God of your forefathers. I have heard the pain of my people in Egypt. I have heard their outcry because of the taskmasters. Pasuk Ches, Perek Gimel in the book of Shemos. Ve'ered lahatzilo miyad Mitzrayim. I will descend to take them out of the hand of Egypt. Ulaha aloso min ha'aretz ahi. Al Eretz Tova Urechava, Al Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, Al Makom Haknani, Vahachiti, Vahamori, Vahaprizi, Vahachivi, Vahayivusi. The first thing the Ribbono Shel Olam tells to Moshe, Torah Tzivulanu Moshe, Marasha Kiles Yaakov, is not that Moshe will bring us to Har Sinai to get the Torah. The first thing Hashem tells Moshe is, you're leaving this land and you will lead the people to the good land, to the broad land, to the land flowing with milk and honey, to the land of the seven Canaanite nations. As we open the book of Yehoshua, Yehoshua, the Mishares Moshe, will be the one to finally fulfill the promise that Hashem made first to Avram, then to Yitzchak, then to Yaakov, then to Moshe. Hashem says to Yehoshua, Kum avar es hayardein hazeh, atav v'chol ha'amazeh el ha'aretz, asher anochi nosein lahem livnei Yisrael. The dream of crossing into Eretz Yisrael will be realized and will come to fruition. The promise of Eretz Yisrael will come to fruition under the leadership of Yehoshua in Sefer Yehoshua.